Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hey everyone, it is Wednesday, July 22nd. So I moved this week, and I feel like I've never been this tired in my entire life. I'm talking about the kind of tired where your alarm goes off and your body physically will not respond. Where you sit down on the couch for a second and then you wake up 40 minutes later having no memory of falling asleep. And I keep telling myself that I'll catch up on the weekend, like I'll just sleep on Saturday and reset. Which got me wondering whether that's actually how sleep works. Whether you can just accumulate a debt from short nights during the week and then pay it back with a long weekend sleep. The answer is more complicated and more unsettling than I expected. Because sleep debt is real. Your brain keeps a literal chemical tab of every hour you've missed, and the research on what happens when that tab gets too high explains a lot about why you feel fine on 6 hours of sleep, even though the data says that you shouldn't. I'm in my 30s, and my friends and I joke about not being able to sleep or just having sleep debt all the time. Turns out that sleep debt as a term is actually not a metaphor. It's a measurable biological process, and the mechanism is surprisingly simple. While you're awake, your brain cells burn through their energy supply, and a byproduct of that energy use, called adenosine, builds up in the spaces between your neurons. The longer you stay awake, the more adenosine accumulates, and the more adenosine that you have, the stronger your urge to sleep becomes. When you finally do sleep, your brain clears the adenosine, which is why you feel refreshed in the morning. If you don't sleep long enough, not all of the adenosine gets cleared, and the leftover carries into the next day. Miss an hour tonight, and tomorrow starts with a deficit that your brain is already tracking before your alarm goes off. This is actually how caffeine works. By the way, caffeine does not give you energy. It just blocks adenosine receptors in your brain so that you can't feel the tiredness that's actually there. The adenosine is still accumulating, you just can't sense it, which is why the crash hits so hard when the caffeine wears off after all of that built-up pressure suddenly becomes visible to your nervous system again. If any of this sounds familiar, specifically the term adenosine, then it means that you're an avid listener of the show, because we actually covered this in the coffee episode a few months ago. But it does connect directly to sleep debt. Caffeine does not reduce your debt, it just hides the bill. The math on repayment is where it gets discouraging. Research suggests that it takes roughly 4 days to fully recover from just 1 hour of lost sleep, and up to 9 days to eliminate a larger sleep debt. If you're getting 6 hours a night instead of eight and running a 2 hour deficit every weekday, that's 10 hours of debt by Friday. Sleeping in until noon on Saturday just doesn't erase that. And the research shows that your body knows the difference, even if you feel like you caught up. A 2019 study published in Current Biology found that weekend recovery sleep did not fully restore the metabolic and cognitive damage caused by work week sleep restriction. Participants gained weight, their insulin sensitivity decreased, and their circadian rhythms were disrupted, all despite sleeping as much as they wanted on the weekend. The most unsettling finding in the sleep debt research isn't that your performance declines when you're sleep deprived, because everyone already knows that. The unsettling part is that after a few days of restricted sleep, you stop being able to tell how impaired you are. A study at the University of Pennsylvania put participants on different sleep schedules. Some got 8 hours a night. Others got six, some got four, and some got zero, total sleep deprivation. The researchers tested cognitive performance every 2 hours using reaction time and attention tasks. The results showed that sleeping 6 hours a night for 2 straight weeks produced the same level of cognitive impairment as going 48 hours without sleep at all. 6 hours a night, which a lot of people consider normal and sustainable, left participants performing as poorly as someone who hadn't slept in 2 days. But here's what made the study famous. The participants sleeping 6 hours a night didn't realize how impaired they actually were. When they were asked to rate their own sleepiness and alertness, they reported feeling mostly fine after the first few days. Their subjective sense of tiredness plateaued while their actual performance continued to decline. They'd lost the ability to accurately assess their own impairment, which is exactly what happens when someone is drunk and says, "I'm fine to drive." The parallel isn't accidental. Researchers actually found that 24 hours without sleep produces cognitive impairment roughly equivalent to a blood alcohol level of 0.10%, which is above the legal driving limit in every US state. This disconnect between how you feel and how you're actually performing is what makes chronic sleep debt dangerous in ways that acute sleep deprivation isn't. If you pull an all-nighter, you know you're wrecked the next day and you just adjust your behavior. But if you sleep 6 hours a night for 3 weeks, you feel like you've just adapted because your brain has stopped sending you the tiredness signal as strongly. But your reaction time, your decision making, and your ability to hold complex information in working memory are all degraded to the same level as someone who just pulled an all-nighter. You've basically just adjusted to being impaired without realizing that you're impaired. About a third of American adults report getting less than 7 hours of sleep on a regular basis. And the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has called insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. The economic cost is estimated at over $400 billion annually in lost productivity, workplace accidents, and healthcare expenses. And the culture around sleep in the US makes it worse. There's a strain of hustle culture that treats sleep deprivation as a badge of honor, as evidence that you're working harder than everyone else. There's people that'll say, "I'll sleep when I'm dead." It sounds motivational until you learn that chronic sleep restriction is actually associated with increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, depression, and early mortality, at which point sleeping when you're dead might come sooner than you planned. There is one interesting genetic exception worth knowing about. A small number of people carry a mutation in a gene called DEC2 that allows them to function normally on about 6 hours of sleep without accumulating the typical cognitive and metabolic penalties. In a study of twins, the twin carrying the variant slept 90 minutes fewer per night, needed less recovery sleep after 38 hours of total deprivation, and had fewer performance lapses. But this mutation is extremely rare, and the researchers who study it have pointed out that most people who claim they're fine on just 6 hours of sleep are almost certainly not carrying the gene. They've just lost the ability to feel how impaired they actually are, which is exactly what the Penn study showed. The practical takeaway from all this research isn't to panic about every short night, because occasional sleep loss is a normal part of life and your body can handle it. The takeaway is that the weekend catch-up strategy most people rely on doesn't actually work the way that they think it does. That 6 hours a night isn't a sustainable baseline, even though it feels like one. And that the most dangerous phase of sleep debt is the part where you've stopped feeling tired and started believing that you've adapted, because that's when your performance is at its worst and your awareness of it is at its lowest. Okay, so to wrap up here, the thing that I'm thinking about ever since I started looking into this is that I've been telling myself my whole life that I'll just catch up this weekend on sleep. I'm a finance guy, so a good analogy here is like racking up a ton of debt on a credit card and then just making the minimum payments. The balance will never actually go down. Your brain actually keeps a chemical tab of every hour that you miss, and it takes up to 4 days to recover from just 1 hour of lost sleep. And the cruelest part is that after a few days of running a deficit, your brain stops telling you how tired you are while your performance just keeps getting worse. So look, I'm so happy to say that moving is over. I know for my whole life I've gotten like 7 or less hours of sleep, so I'm going to go to bed right now, and I'm going to do my best to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night. And if you can do it, I encourage you to do it as well. Stay informed, stay curious, stay well rested, and we'll see you tomorrow.